We are the Forsaken. Forsaken.
You're listening to a Corpse Run Radio minicast.
I was once a Far Strider. I swore an oath to defend Silvermoon and its people to my dying breath. It was not enough. My homeland still burned. But those days are long past. And history will not repeat itself. I am Sylvanas Windrunner, Queen of the Forsaken. And if you will not serve me in this life, then you will do so in the next.
Hello, my name is Grant Negus, and today I want to talk about Vashir. Vashir is the only zone in the game that is composed of multiple subzones. Both subzones are Abyssal Depth, Kelpthar Forest, and Shimmering Expanse. Nowhere else in the game do we have this mechanic that you enter a zone and you have more than one map to cover the entire zone. Well, except if you go with the starting areas where you have all these small, really starting areas, but I don't really count that. Vashir has one 5-man dungeon that's called Throne of the Tides, and it originally was supposed to have a raid in it, but for some reason they scrapped that, which I really find very, very sad. But yeah, that's 2 expansions ago and I've learned to live with it, although I really would have liked to seen the storyline continue that we got started on. For one, the zone got cut short anyway. If you played the beta for Cataclysm, which I did not, you will know that especially in the Kelpthar Forest, which is the subzone where you enter Vashir, quite a few quests have been changed or simply have been taken out of the game. So the zone as it is now is still huge, but I think somewhere like 15% or 20% of the original beta content has been scrapped. So that's quite a big chunk. If you consider that it's, again, it's very, very big and it almost seems to take no end. It is an underwater zone. So this is another unique part of it. We have 2 flight points for each faction. The Alliance has Sandy Beach and Voldwyn's Hold, which is a ship. And the Horde has Sandy Beach as well, and Stygian Bounty, which is the Horde ship. Then we have the Sea Pony Masters, if you want to call them that. And there are quite a few. There are 4 for each faction and 2 neutral ones. As for the story of the zone, back in the day, before the Sundering, Vashir was this huge city of the Highborn and the home of Lady Vash. That's where the zone got its name. After the Sundering and the transformation of the Highborn into Naga, the city and the area just got populated by minor Naga. And as we all know, Lady Vash went to Outland to take care of business there, together with Illidan Stormrage and Kael'thas Sunstrider, and she made her home in the Caulfrang Reservoir, Serpent Shrine Caverns. Another interesting fact is that we get a brief glimpse of the Cavaldir that we've seen in Wrath of the Lich King previously. The Cavaldir are a subspecies of the Vrykul, and they're like underwater and water related versions of the normal Vrykul, which are the ancestors, so to speak, of the human race. Lastly, I want to just get into the point that I tried to make earlier with the unfinished quest line in the zone. When we finish questing, we get the quest to go into Throne of Tides and deal with some stuff there. We get to free Arunach Stonespeaker, and we get to deal with Ozumat, the big giant octopus that we meet in the final quest outside in the Abyssal Maw, and we get to see Neptulon again, the elemental lord of water. But unfortunately, after the fight with Ozumat is over, he kidnaps Neptulon. And what we all think was going to happen was that in the Abyssal Maw raid, we were going to deal with the repercussions of Neptulon being kidnapped. So somehow, in some, I hope, not so distant future, we get to deal with that situation with Ashara, with Ozumat, with Neptulon, and with all the good stuff that is in there. With the old god in Soth, that undoubtedly has had his fingers in the cookie jar with that little situation, just as he has with so many other Earth-related phenomenons like Deathwing and Ashara. Alright, I have been rambling on for far too long now. I hope you have enjoyed it though, and I'm looking forward to next week's episode. If you have any questions or suggestions for me for any future episodes, segments, zones you want to have covered, or if you have suggestions for me for what I can do after episode 15 when my Old War experience is done, raid-wise, tweet me at GrandNegus1, write me an email at towerofcommerce@gmail.com. This has been Grand Negus, Rule of Acquisition, number 19, Satisfaction is not guaranteed. Bye guys!
Have ye heard the rumblings? The mountain stirs once more. Beneath its crags, cliffs and rocks, there's evil in its core. Fire made flesh, dragon's breath, teeth and claws and flame, calling any heroes out there that are brave. Or just insane. Black Rock Mountain, a Hearthstone adventure!
Hello guys, this is Donuts Movies, and today I got a completely unexpected video that I wasn't planning on actually doing. But since I was working on a completely different video, I've actually seen some spoilers. I believe it was on Blizzard Watch, which is pretty much WoW Insider from before. I'm guessing it's on every WoW news website right now. But they actually announced some spoilers for 6.2, so I just wanted to do like a quick video and give you my speculations on it and my thoughts on what I think about the new patch, what's gonna happen, which is probably gonna come out in like 4 months, 3 months or something like that. So, of course, it's spoilers, as it says in the title, and as I said like 5 times by now, so if you don't want to know, it's fine. But just want to tell you, it's nothing really crazy, but it's actually a sort of a big thing. But I'm guessing a lot of people will still want to know what's going on, because there isn't really anything going on right now, since the story isn't really gonna progress. And you already know some stuff, so if you want to watch it, just continue on the video, and if you don't really want to know, you can just close out the video, so you can't complain how I spoiled something. So at the moment it's nothing really crazy, but we actually got some info, so I'll just read it out for you real quick, and then this is pretty much the message we get from Khadgar, I believe, in the next patch. So it says, our campaign in Draenor has taken an unexpected turn. With Cul'dan assuming power over the Iron Horde, history is poised to repeat itself. Our world is in more peril than ever. It is time to bring the full might of your garrison to bear against the non-jungle, marshal the forces, and for my part, I will research ways to counter Cul'dan's magic. I will be in contact with you. So pretty much, if you couldn't tell from that message, it pretty much means that Cul'dan actually took over the Iron Horde and he's now leading it, which gives us so much mystery on what's going to happen. I kinda actually like speculated this before. I knew like the Burning Legion wasn't there for like no reason. I knew they were gonna have some part in the new expansion. But I've actually heard it has been determined that the blood will be offered again, and I'm not really certain who will accept it and who won't. But it can go either two ways. Either Grom Helskin works under Cul'dan, or he joins us and helps us kill Gul'dan. Now, I personally think the first thing that would happen, that like he works under Gul'dan, would be kind of completely lame because he just refused the blood from Manaroth, like in the cinematic, that would only happen like a few months. So it would really suck if he drank it and got corrupted like a few months later, because, you know, he didn't really work out for him, so he's just gonna do it anyways. You know, it kind of makes for a poor like story writing, so I don't think they're actually gonna do that. But what would be really cool, if the second thing happened and he actually joined us, and I think that would really be amazing, as pretty much if you're watching previous videos, I mentioned like a million times that Grom Hellscream is like my favorite character, and I would really want to see him like fighting with us and not against us. But to be honest, that kind of breaks the point a bit. I don't know, like, it's been talked about for like ages now, who will be the final boss of the expansion. It was announced at BlizzCon, then later on it was asked in an interview, and they said it's gonna be Grom Hellscream, he's gonna be the final boss of the expansion. But in order to actually get Grom Hellscream on our side, they would have to break that thing. And I'm not really certain if they will or if they won't, but I think it could easily be broken because, let's be honest, like, Blizzard promises so much stuff and they don't really deliver. Example, Dance Studio, Faction Hubs, Amazing World PvP Ashen, yearly expansions, which might happen, but not, they're not really gonna happen exactly, like, every year. So, it could be possible for them to, like, switch sides and get, like, Grom Hellscream on their side and get someone else to be the final boss. I personally, I know I said like Grom Hellscream is gonna be the final boss before, because they said that in an interview, which I'm guessing has to be like official. They can't just, like, I know when you work in a game dev studio, you have to sign an NDA and you can only say certain stuff, especially to public people. Like, you can't even tell people, like your friends, and especially like if it's the press. So I'm thinking they actually have to choose carefully what they say. So that's why I'm thinking, like, if they say it's gonna be the final boss, it has to be the final boss. But who really knows right now at this point? I honestly think if Grom Hellscream was the final boss, it would be a bit lame because, you know, we get Tyranno Horde, we fight Tyranno Horde, we defeat Tyranno Horde, it's really not that interesting. But if we actually get something else with the Burning Legion, I think that would be a lot more interesting. Maybe someone like, I don't think kill Jaden, but maybe even Archimonde. Probably not Gul'dan, I believe you're gonna kill Gul'dan before that, but I think someone with the Burning Legion will be there, although it probably won't be like Sargeras. So, I really don't know what to think right now, what will exactly happen, but I would really like to see Grom Hellscream joining our side and some of the Iron Horde, and them, like, helping us fight the Burning Legion and all their demonic forces. Another thing is, Khadgar also has a role in the entire thing, so I'm not really certain what is gonna happen with him, but I'm guessing he's gonna survive, because if you haven't played World of Sedena, like, the starting zone, he's pretty much the new Green Jesus, he's the new troll in this expansion, he wields, like, Medivh's staff, he has all the superpowers, he can, like, cast down, like, all sorts of crazy magic, and he's, like, the new superhero, so I don't think really they will kill him off, but I think he will have a big, like, influence in fighting Gul'dan and the Burning Legion. So, if just tell me what you think about this, like, the new patch thing, or the new, like, spoiler that we got, and what you think will happen, and what would you actually like to happen? Because at the moment, the situation is a bit weird. To be honest, it isn't really something completely groundbreaking. Like, pretty much everyone knew that the Burning Legion is gonna have some sort of a big influence. They weren't there for, like, no reason at all. They haven't been building up the story for no reason. But to be honest, I didn't really expect Burning Legion, or at least Gul'dan, or the Shadow Council to take over the Iron Horde. What I actually thought was gonna happen is that we will defeat the Iron Horde, and then there will be, like, a different faction with, like, the Shadow Council. But I didn't think, like, he would take over the Iron Horde, and maybe some part of the Iron Horde will split up and either fight both us and Gul'dan, or just join us and help kill Gul'dan. Or maybe they won't split at all, so it's really a bit of a, you know, sort of a speculation right now. So as I said, just give me your thoughts on what you think and what you would like to see or what you think is gonna happen. And thanks a lot for watching this, like, sort of a quick unexpected video. I actually have a few videos planned. I have another collab project planned. I also have, like, Q&A planned as I usually do. And I also have some lore lessons and RP guides for the future, so that should be out soon. And anyways, thanks a lot for taking the time out of your day to watch this video, and see you next time.
Face here, Warlock. You promised conquest, Grommash, yet brought these clans to ruin. Your men have died for nothing.
My soldiers died with honor!
Did they? And what about you? your son. Garrosh. My son. You have lost everything. There is only one choice. Drink and fulfill your destiny. Your poison would damn us all! Your iron will is legend. I will enjoy breaking you. Who will be the first to accept this gift? Power such as mine for any willing to serve. Kilrog. You have seen your fate. You know what must be done. Kilrog! Yes. I will build a new heart. I will forge you into an unstoppable weapon. You will be the scourge of 100 worlds. The might of a legion.
Hello everyone! Today we got some new information for the Warlords of Draenor lore. One part is a comic for Fendris, the Iron Wolf, and the other part is the next bit of the legendary questline. So people have been able to collect the tablets, so they've seen the next part, but naturally it will contain major spoilers. I'll talk about the comic first, and then I'll give you a heads up so that you can turn off the video if you want to avoid spoilers. So let's first talk about Fendris, the Iron Wolf. So the comic is about Fendris, and if you want to read the comic for yourself, then there's a link in the description which will take you to the comic. For those that don't remember, Fendris, he's the brother of Gunnar and Durotan. In-game, we find out that Geralt, their father and chieftain of the Frostwolf clan, he stepped away from the Iron Horde and was then killed by the Iron Wolf, so he was killed by his own son. Gunnar, he was supposed to be the first in line to become chieftain, but he was such a hothead that his father gave the position to his younger brother named Durotan. Throughout questing in Frostfire Ridge, we bring Gunnar and Durotan closer, and together we take on the Iron Wolf himself.
Ah, the brothers, Frostwolf. I knew we would reunite on the battlefield someday. Or don't you recognize your eldest brother, Fenris?
What we knew about Fenris was that he simply disappeared one day, and the two brothers, they're very surprised to find their older brother to be the Iron Wolf. But the comic, it explains more. One day, Fenris and Geralt, they spot a mighty Grun, and Fenris, he wants to kill it. If the Thunderlord clan can do it, then surely the Frostwolf clan, who are 10 times better than the Thunderlord clan, surely they would have no problem with it. But his father does not allow it. The Frostwolf clan is family, and he's not willing to sacrifice any of them just because the others might call them cowards. Children, they never listen to their parents, so Fenris, he decides to observe the Thunderlord clan to maybe include their tactics in their own hunting, and one day he jumps in to save the day. The Thunderlord clan is not too proud to accept help from another, so from that moment on, Fenris, during the day, he hunts with his clan, and he feels like an obedient dog, but at night, he would hunt giants with the Thunderlord clan, and truly feel like a wolf. Fenris, he was smart enough to hide his true identity, and he was only known as the Iron Wolf. One night, during the Kosh-Arik festival, they're discussing the deeds of this mysterious vigilante, and Geralt calls him a coward. He fights only for his own glory and victory, and Fenris, he does not like to hear this. He challenges his father to Makkura right there and there in front of all the other clans, and Makkura is a duel to the death. Geralt was a mighty powerful orc, and refusing to fight would have meant dishonor, so he fought his own son, and he easily took him out. He refused to kill his own blood though, no matter what he likes to call himself, so his father, he knew fully well that Fenris was the Iron Wolf. Makora, it's a fight to the death, and sparing his life was a great insult. So Fenris, he picked up his things, he left his clan behind, and he moved in with the Thunderlord clan. This is how he suddenly disappeared, and 20 years later, with the rise of the Iron Horde, he returns as the chieftain of the clan. By this time, Garad, he has refused to join the Iron Horde, he has moved his clan to the Frostfire Ridge, and it's really uncertain why exactly Fenris killed his father. The WoW website says that he was looking to move the stubborn Frostwolf to join the Iron Horde. So perhaps he knew that his father, he would never willingly join the Iron Horde, but perhaps his younger brothers would be easier to persuade. Thankfully, this never happened. We teamed up with Durotan and the Frostwolf clan, and we ended the life of the Iron Wolf.
Animals, your clan is finished. The Iron Horde already come.
That's the comic done, and it brings us to the second bit that I wanted to talk about today, which is spoilers for the Legendary questline, and perhaps the rest of the expansion. If you don't want any spoilers, then let me just say thank you very much for watching so far, and I hope to see you next time. Right, so the cinematic for the Legendary questline, for those that haven't seen it, once again, there's a link in the description where you can check it out. I haven't fully done the questline myself yet, but I have seen the cinematic, of course, and there are a few things worth mentioning. What we see happening is Gul'dan, he's stepping up to Gromash, and at this point, Gromash and the Iron Horde, they're getting their asses kicked. Once more, Gul'dan offers the demon blood to Gromash, and once more, he refuses it. He's also told that Garrosh is his son, and I believe that this is the first time that Gromash hears about this. From the short story, we learned that Garrosh, he figured out that it would be best to keep that information hidden. It's of course a possibility that over the years he might have had a change of heart, but from the voice acting, to me it seems like Gromash thinks to himself like, what have I done? I could have had a son. Garrosh was my son. What the hell? But that's just my interpretation. It could also very well be that he already knew by this time. Some of you asked me how Gul'dan knew about Garrosh, but he's been inquiring here and there, so it's not surprising that he knows this information.
I've been inquiring about you, Khadgar. It would seem we have a history.
It's very possible that Gul'dan captured one of our troops and interrogated them. Who knows where he found the information, but there are plenty of ways of finding out. So Gromash, he refuses to enslave himself, he gets tied up, and Gul'dan, he nearly drools over the idea of breaking Gromash's legendary will. I got a big Bolvar vibe from this. If you remember Bolvar from Wrath of the Lich King, he was also taken by the Lich King who worked on breaking his will.
Never! I will never serve you!
So what will the future bring? Is Gromash really going to be broken and turn into a puppet of Gul'dan? Are we going to bring him back like we did during Warcraft 3? Is he going to join us, or are we forced to take him out in the end? It's really hard to say, to be honest, but this cinematic, it has reignited my hope that Gromash, even though Blizzard has said it twice, that Gromash might not be the end boss after all. If I had to guess at this point, I would say that Gul'dan and his schemes, they're gonna go into overdrive. We're going to see some massive Legion influences. Gromash, he realized what he has done, that we are not the enemy, that the Iron Horde has failed, and in some Legion-esque confrontation with a couple of demons here and there, he will sacrifice himself for the greater good, allowing us to liberate his people and die in a similar fashion as he did on Azeroth. But that's just a wild guess, to be honest. There are a million ways that they could take this. For all we know, Gul'dan's plans flow over into the next expansion. For all we know, he makes contact with Alternate Medivh. And Alternate Medivh, that's the cool part, he's still corrupted by the Titus Argaris. This could lead into Alternate Azeroth. We could meet our alternate duplicates, you know, alternate leaders. I think it's unlikely. I think the beauty of Warlords of Draenor was that Draenor, we didn't really know much about it. But the Alternate Azeroth, we know the details of what happened in that time period. So to me, it seems unlikely, but as always, nothing's impossible. So Gromash, he's unwilling to join Gul'dan, but his buddy Kilrog, he steps up to the plate and he embraces Gul'dan's gifts. An interesting discussion popped up about this on my Facebook, and the question is, where exactly did this blood come from? I personally think Blizzard has simply made a big mistake with the whole demon blood gig, since the one that poured out his demon blood, Manoroth, he was already killed in the trailer for Warlords. If we go by the story that we know from our reality, then killing the Pit Lord would have ended the curse, would have ended the enslavement and make the blood pretty much powerless. This didn't happen. Clearly, you can see the Gul'dan, he still has the red eyes, which means that he's still heavy on the demon juice. I would write it off as a mistake made by Blizzard, but there are more theories going around. Some say that there's another Pit Lord offering blood. Some say that it's the blood of the Nafrezim. We don't know. Like I said, I think it's just a mistake, but they could use any of these theories to fix their mistake. Now, after gulping down this delicious demon blood, we see Kilrock transform, and I don't know what's going on here, but this is some next level shit of transformation. No longer does he just get red eyes and green skin, now he got green eyes and there are spikes popping up all over the place. I think that this blood was no longer good or something, but again, a possible theory is that the blood came from a different source, changing the whole transformation bit, but who knows what's going on here.
Even when death finally came for him, he did not fear what he saw. He welcomed it.
The quest text for the next part of the legendary quest line, it says the following. Our campaign in Draenor has taken an unexpected turn. With Gul'dan assuming power over the Iron Horde, history is poised to repeat itself. Our world is in more peril than ever. It's time to bring the full might of your garrison to bear against the Nahn jungle. Marshal your forces, and for my part, I will research ways to counter Gul'dan's magic. I will be in contact with you soon. I can't wait to find out what they're going to do with this story. I'm extremely happy that they gave Gul'dan such a massive role to play, because as I said way back at the start, this guy's my favorite. He's scheming, he's evil, will do whatever it takes to claim his destiny and get more power. A lot of you have been asking me what I think will happen during the expansion, and It's very hard to predict. I think what we can say from the quest text, like Khadgar says that our world is in more peril than ever, but we disconnected and destroyed the Dark Portal. Are they going to reopen the Dark Portal in Tanan Jungle? Maybe. Are they going to take the story in a different direction? That's also very possible. It's very hard to predict. What I have been saying at the very start, and I've been saying this since the statue popped up in the garrison, I got a feeling that Khadgar and Gul'dan, they're going to go out at the same time. Now with the Kilrog development, I think it's safe to say that we'll see a lot of more green orcs with the death of Kilrog, and then, who knows? I hope that Gromash won't be the end boss, and that they'll pull a Sunwell like they did during the Burning Crusade. During the Burning Crusade, we saw Illidan in the cinematic with the whole "you are not prepared," and we ended up with the Sunwell raid and Kil'jaeden as the end boss. I hope that they'll do a similar thing. Gul'dan's in charge, right? But we take him out with Khadgar, and then bam, here's Archimonde in his full glory. And this time, we can't just blow up a tree to take him out. This time, we need to do it ourselves. In comes Gromash with the legendary ex-Gorhal to deliver a critical strike to Archimonde, and we get to finish the job. Speaking of Gorhal, by the way, something that popped up in my mind. Next time someone drops such a powerful and legendary weapon, can we just make sure to pick it up and take it with us and not just leave it behind in the Grand? I mean, Gul'dan, he just showed up and he was like, nah, I got your Gorhal. I would have loved to have that weapon, Blizzard. Come on now. Why did it have to stay in the Grand? But joking aside, good job with another great cinematic Blizzard, and I can't wait to see what's next. I've been talking for long enough, so I'm going to end this video, but let me know what your thoughts are on this cinematic. Are you hyped? What do you think will happen at the end? Are we going to go alternate Azeroth? Are we going to go kill Gromash? What do you think is going to happen? I can't wait to read your speculation. That's me done for today. Have a great weekend, everyone, and until next time, guys. See ya!
Our bond is iron. Our will unbreakable. Who will stand against us?